Hello, is Jennifer Longmore available, please?
This is Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jennifer. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. Is that an okay time to speak with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for helping fit in with my timetable.
No worries. It's sorry about all the back and forth. Do you have a pen handy to go over your file?
I can make that happen. Sure. Hang on 1 second.
Thanks.
Bear with me, the pen's the easy part, the paper not so much.
Take your time.
Okay. Go ahead.
Perfect. So my name's Ruben. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Just wanted to kind of go over some files for you and go over some ideas. So I understand you're kind of the coordinator here for the equipment financing, and this is a new business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and have you actually broken ground? Have you started the business, or have you opened the doors yet, or is this the equipment kind of essential to get this thing going?
Kind of both.
Okay.
We have our lease. We've moved some stuff in. We're taking orders. We have contracts with customers. We have a time frame through which we have to fill those orders. The quicker we can get the equipment, the less we have to sub out, the better it is.
Gotcha. Okay. And how much equipment are you looking to purchase right now?
Did you guys not get the file that we
had? A lot of clients come to us, and at the end of the day, a lot of customers, you know, they're applying with us, and then they're also getting a lot of different, they're trying to get like 15 different loans. So I just want to see how you're financing the purchase.
We still need the stuff that was on our list. So bender, shear, punch, plate roller, etc.
Okay.
We haven't acquired it anywhere yet. We haven't asked anybody else.
Okay. All right. So let me kind of give you an idea of how we work. And I think the rep Megan got a hold of you because you had some previous history, I guess, with another company. Is that accurate or no?
Yeah. I ran a $10 million company doing the exact same thing.
And are you an owner in this business, or why are you with this business now?
I am, but I am kind of an invisible partner at the moment.
So you're not an owner on paper, you're not a shareholder?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. So we look at a few different factors. You know, I don't like to beat people up over any type of credit issues. I just tell them, you know, what can be done in today's market. So a little about Bank of Cardiff. We're a lender and a syndicator. We lend our own money. We work with other lenders. I'm assuming you were involved in some equipment financing at your previous company, correct?
No, I bought it all outright cash.
Oh, you guys bought it cash. Okay. And then in terms of the equipment you're needing, it seems like there's a lot of different pieces, correct?
About five.
Five different. And what's the exact total? Do you know offhand?
No. Tell me what my shopping budget is, and I will go try to find every auction piece, every secondhand piece, every whatever I can find.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to review the equipment, but we're pretty liberal on equipment. We just need it to be what's called a vendor sale. So you can't buy this from a private party because, God forbid, something goes bad with the equipment. We actually want to call someone and say, hey, look, you know, this is going wrong. Can you help out?
Sure. She did say that auctions were an option.
If it's an approved auction. I've seen auctions that are no problem. I've seen auctions that we wouldn't touch with a 20-foot pole. It really depends.
Okay.
We run their business credit. We just, you know, we look and see, do they have, you know, horrible issues. It depends. You know, we don't want to pay a vendor and have a nightmare happen, if you get my drift.
Sure. Of course.
So with startup financing, it's a very limited industry right now. And by that, I mean, the kind of harsh reality is that I actually used to be more on the sales side, and I had a lot of customers that started their businesses, and I loved helping them. But when I was faced with the cold, hard reality of the amount of customers that actually defaulted, it was to me really surprising. You know, someone that could be super nice and have a great business plan and just things don't work out. So there is a pretty limited marketplace for them. Also, there's a limited market due to credit. So here's the approval that we have for you right now. We have one approval for you for up to $35,000 in equipment cost. That can be one or multiple pieces. We just have to review the specs. That approval is going to require 20% down as your first payment. So 35 grand, and you can throw taxes on that too as well, but you're looking about 7 grand down on that deal. The second loan or second lease with option to own is an approval for $25,000. That would be separate assets. There's a third party bank that we work with that potentially could finance you. They require a lot of paperwork from vendors. You know, they have to vendors fill out applications and make sure they're a legitimate seller of equipment. But based on my review of the file, they probably offer you something in the range of 8,000 to potentially 25. That's a real big number, a real big kind of gap, but that's just the way they work. They won't review anything until they see an equipment quote. We do have one other approval. So the credit's a bit has some dings on it, I believe. But one thing we can do is this. We have one approval that can go up to $45,000 for startups, which could get you more money. The whole thing is, though, we would need an additional signer on the file. And if they have good credit, we might be able to overturn that decline. Right now, that file's just declined due to credit risk. So right now, you've got 45. Go ahead.
Both of those individuals have net worths of over $1 million.
I didn't say net worth. I believe there's some credit risk. I mean, I can talk to the owners to go over it. It's not a decision made by me.
Sure.
You know, we don't look at really net worth because net worth is not a determinant of payment as a startup.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't have their credit reports in front of me, but if, you know, there's some issues that are wrong, that the underwriter didn't see, I can reach out to them. The two owners that I have are, the credit officer noted that there's Kurt Stanley and who's the second person?
Christopher Sweet.
Okay. So, you know, I can have a credit officer go over any files concerns, but right now, you know, they have an approval for 25, they have an approval for 35. So that's a total of 60. And then if you can have vendors fill out applications, you might be looking at another 25. And if we, you know, if we want to speak to the owner and I can get the credit officer on the phone to kind of go over his reasoning, then they might be looking at more money, but they would have to talk to him.
Okay.
And basically, just, you know, credit risk doesn't mean there's people that get declined that have credit risk because unless everything's perfect as a startup, and I mean perfect, there's a very limited marketplace. But still, you know, 60 grand is still a lot of money, plus potentially some more, should we get the right information from the vendors.
Okay.
When are you looking to order the equipment?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. So can I kind of walk you through the next steps?
Sure.
So the first step is to... the first step is to pick out the equipment, to get us quotes, invoices, things of that nature. Once we get them, we can send you documents for your review. We can place the order in within 48 hours.
Okay.
And are the two owners available to speak to or no?
No. I mean, yeah, at some point you could, but they're in two different places.
Okay. And then is there a lease on the space?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll just need a copy of the lease signed before releasing any funding.
Sure.
Would these approvals work for you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, and then during the funding process, the funder will actually have to speak to them to verify all terms and conditions, verify their socials, all that good stuff. But I understand you're kind of the coordinator for all this. Would you want to throw on a third signer such as yourself to maybe kind of get a larger approval or no?
Me? No. Invisible is invisible. I have a third person that I'm currently speaking with, bringing to the table as a third investor. If he decides to, then I could. If he decides not to, then I obviously wouldn't.
Okay. Cool. And just, you know, if there is a third, so this is a business financing and a business lease with option to own program. The way it works is if there is a third person added, we have to verify 100%. We have to confirm ownership. So if there's another person added, then we would, even if it's not like a, they'll require them to sign. I just want to be upfront with you. They'll require them to sign. So if, like, some people come in, they get a silent investor or they get an investor for like 10 or 15%, but then they have to sign. So I just want to keep you aware. If there's anyone that's legally added as a shareholder, then they'll have to have them sign.
No, I get it.
Other than that, are there any questions I could answer for you?
No. So the first 35 plus taxes is 20% down. So that's 7 down out of pocket. The 25, that's a full lease to own, fully financed 25, no 20% down.
No, we can probably do that for just your first or your first and last payment due at signing once we review the final invoices.
Okay. Sounds good. And then
another approval potentially, that's a separate lender. They're an affiliate of Bank of Cardiff, but they're not us. And so realistically, they won't look at a file. The problem with startups is they have a lot of people that kind of apply and then don't go anywhere. So they won't look at startups until they have a formal quote in place. But, you know, based on my experience, I think they would offer you some type of approval.
Okay. That's the 8 to 25?
Yeah, and it's a very wide range just because I don't know what they're going to come back with.
Sure. Okay. Not a problem. Sounds like a start. And then what do I need to do to get you to speak to somebody to answer the questions on the 45K signer about the credit risk in the file?
It's a separate program that's pretty high. I mean, they could just be passing due to the industry. Sometimes that's what they view as credit risk. So it might not be a personal credit report issue. It might be just an industry. One of the owners could contact me and I could patch them through to a credit officer or set up a good time, and they could just go over kind of some things they're seeing. But oftentimes credit risk, they'll just really with startups. Let's see. I'm just going to read some of the file. It has to do with equipment type, industry, and or state. So I don't know if it's even on the personal credit side. It just might be that the industry you guys are in might have higher risk parameters. But I'm more than happy to have them speak to a credit officer.
Well, if it says additional signature required, it would seem to me that it would be more to do with a personal credit file than the industry. But if you could figure out for me if the third signer would be the swing vote, then that would be useful for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That seems reasonable. Can you give me until tomorrow to find out that information? Because it's obviously not in my power.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Okay. And then we will speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Ruben. This is probably the best number to get me on. And if you don't get me, leave a message and tell me when it's best for me to try to get a hold of you so we don't end up playing phone tag again.
Okay, and then, Megan will be your point of contact. I'm just kind of here to kind of relay the approvals, but I will try to figure this out and get you some answers.
Thanks so much, Ruben.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.